AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. says it's seized two sanctioned oil tankers linked to Venezuela in back-to-back actions in the North Atlantic and Caribbean. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more on the seizure in the North Atlantic.
A U.S. official says U.S. forces have boarded a Venezuela-linked oil tanker in the North Atlantic. The official, who spoke with the AP only if they remained anonymous, says the U.S. had been pursuing the sanctioned tanker since last month after it tried to evade a U.S. blockade on sanctioned oil vessels around Venezuela. The official says the U.S. military seized the vessel and handed over control to law enforcement officials. The ship was sanctioned by the U.S. in 2024 for allegedly smuggling cargo for a company linked to the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. The U.S. Coast Guard tried to board the tanker in December as it headed for Venezuela, but the ship refused boarding. Records show it's a Russian-flagged vessel. Donna Warder, Washington.
AP correspondent Stephanie Dazio reports Denmark and Greenland want a meeting with Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
The foreign ministers and their governments keep saying that the Arctic island is not for sale and that Greenland belongs to Greenlanders. But their previous attempts at getting a meeting with Rubio have been unsuccessful. European leaders across the continent have denounced the Trump administration's rhetoric. The Danish Prime Minister even said that an American takeover of Greenland would spell the end of NATO.
Warner Brothers again rejected a takeover bid from Paramount. The company has told shareholders to stick with the rival offer from Netflix. Nick Reiner is set to be arraigned and enter a plea today in the killing of his parents, Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner. U.S. markets veered mostly lower today following record highs on Wall Street yesterday. This is AP News. Iran's military commander has accused the U.S. and Israel of meddling in his country's internal affairs.
On Iran's military channel, Major General Amir Hatami says there are no doubts about the hostility of the U.S. president and the criminal prime minister of Israel towards the Iranian nation. They allow us to meddle in the internal affairs of ours, referring to the protests. Hatami also referred to Israeli attacks last year on military and nuclear sites in Iran. They have been enemies, he says, throughout history. And he also threatened preemptive military action over the rhetoric targeting the Islamic Republic, likely referring to President Donald Trump's warning that if Tehran violently kills peaceful protesters, America will come to their rescue. The comments come as Iran tries to respond to what it sees as a dual threat posed by Israel and the U.S., as well as the protests. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.